Welcome to a burning fire, Jeremiah 20 and verse 9. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. There once was a program that was called To Tell the Truth. Surely we recognize that this is a noble and righteous deed suggested by the name of this program. The scriptures teach, Thou shalt not bear false witness, Matthew 19 and verse 18. You may think it strange that church people need a lesson on this because they ought to know better than to lie. But do we always act according to what we know? Lying is often excused and considered sophisticated. The government claims the right to lie. Religions have the doctrine of what is called mental reservation. And how many consider it to be all right to lie if for a good cause? The end justifies the means with some people. Such a lesson is not needed just among the rough and the uncouth people of the world, but few of that element will even listen. Obviously, Christians need the lesson because the inspired New Testament writers had much to say about it. And even those who are not liars need to be strengthened in speaking the truth. Now, some classify sin as bad and not so bad. Now, this is without biblical authority, but it's commonplace. Sin by others is bad, while sin by ourselves is really not so bad. And regarding lying, some talk about white lies and black lies, but, my dear friend, a lie is a lie. The average member of the church will look with contempt on fornication and murder, armed robbery or drunkenness, and such like sins. But how many are disturbed over envy and jealousy and vengeance, over gossip and greed and covetousness, and even lying? Is truth respected as it ought to be? It is true that the immediate effects of some sins are worse than others, but sin in any form is a transgression of God's law, 1 John 3 and verse 4. We have no right to look with liberality on lying and liars. Liars are listed among the worst kind of people in 1 Timothy 1 and verse 10. Lessons against lying are needed because of the harm that a lie does. Good people may believe lies to their own destruction, as we read in 1 Kings, the 13th chapter. Congregations have been divided because of lies. Many church problems are aggravated because of lies. Homes are broken, friendships destroyed. Suspicion and doubt and pain and hate and unhappiness are all created by lies. Reputations are ruined beyond total recovery because of lies. I might add here, character cannot be destroyed by lies unless the one who is the victim of lies allows it to do so. But church leaders and their families are branded viciously sometimes by lies. Some lie in order to defame and to damage others, while others lie through carelessness and indifference. But the tongue that lies defiles the liar. It can cause the soul to be lost. There are at least three ways to promote lies. 1. Make a lie. 2. Believe a lie. And 3. Repeat a lie. Would you consider each of these with me momentarily? To create or invent an untruth, being the origin of something false, a misleading half-truth in order to deceive and mislead, is to give birth to a lie. One could say, I have not seen that man drunk in a long time. Well, one would think that the man may have been seen drunk at some time, but the truth may be that the man has never been drunk. But the way something is reported gives rise to a deception that is destructive to the man. Friend, never start a lie in any manner. Speak the truth. And to be a willing recipient of a lie is to give the appearance of condoning it and agreeing with it. We may not always know when we have been told a lie, but it is always our right, indeed even our duty, to question what we hear. The Lord said, At the mouth of two or three witnesses let every word be established, Matthew 18 and verse 16. Especially is this necessary when you hear something degrading about another. Talebearers, scandal mongers are too numerous to ignore the need of verification. Do not be too quick to swallow all you hear, lest you become an accomplice in propagating a lie. And certainly you are a liar when you repeat a lie. It is sinful to make, or to receive, or to repeat a lie. We can condemn ourselves if not careful in such matters. May we suggest some practical rules about repeating tales? One, as already suggested, make sure the report is true. And two, if it is not true, do not believe it or repeat it. You might be called to confirm what you have said. It would be embarrassing for others to prove you are lying. And three, even if some report is bad and confirmed, is it of real benefit for it to be repeated? Especially if the report can hurt the church or some brother or sister, why do we feel obligated to spread it abroad? Sometimes we have to distinguish between a person and the cause of Christ. Some person may not be doing what he ought to do and may not be what he ought to be. But shall we expose that person if it's going to harm the cause of Christ, maybe uprooting much good that the person in fault has done, even discrediting good efforts he has previously made? Once you let some report go forward, it is impossible to stop. How much of this world's ills would die if all that entered ear or eye would not escape from below the nose, and we could learn our mouths to close. Friend, turn your attention to the following passages. Exodus 20 and verse 16, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Exodus 23, 1 and 7, thou shalt not take up a false report. Put not thy hand with the wicked to be an unrighteous witness. Keep far from a false matter. Leviticus 19:11, ye shall not steal, neither shall ye deal falsely nor lie one to another. Matthew 19:18, thou shalt not bear false witness. And again in Ephesians 4:25, wherefore, putting away falsehood, speak ye truth one with another, for we are members one of another. Colossians 3:9-10, lie not one to another, seeing that you have put off the old man with its doings, and have put on the new man, that is, being renewed unto knowledge after the image of him that created him. And then in Revelation 14:15, blessed are they that wash their robes, that they may have the right to come to the tree of life, and may enter in by the gates into the city. Without are the dogs, and the sorcerers, and the fornicators, and the murderers, and the idolaters, and every one that loveth and maketh a lie. Well, such sentiments can be multiplied, can they not, from the Word of God? Falsehoods are works of darkness. And Paul wrote to have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. Ephesians 5 and verse 11. Lying is much like that of a whisperer, a slanderer, a gossiper. They are all cut from the same cloth, if you please, and from the same pattern. To be a liar is to show yourself to be a child of the devil. John 8 and verse 44. Ye are of your father the devil, Jesus said, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. And listen to Revelation 21 and verse 8. But the fearful and unbelieving, the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Now it was lying that ruined Ananias and Sapphira. We read, but Peter said, Ananias, why hath Satan filled thine heart to lie to the Holy Ghost and to keep back part of the price of the land? The scripture goes on to tell us that Ananias, hearing these words, fell down and gave up the ghost, and great fear came on all them that heard these things. His wife came in later and showed her complicity in the lie with her husband, and she was also taken up dead. We read of this in Acts the 5th chapter. The lie that will surely damn is the denial that Jesus is the Christ. John wrote, I have not written unto you because ye know not the truth, but because ye know it, and that no lie is of the truth. Who is a liar? But he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ. He is Antichrist that denieth the Father and the Son. 1 John 2. Truth is such a noble word, a divine concept, a righteous pattern for life. Jesus said, Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. John 8:32. And since truth makes one free, lying places one in bondage. Would anyone contest the idea that God expects His children to tell the truth, and all who hear can be assured that what they say is true? Indeed, brethren, a noble admonition to us all. Brethren, lie not. This has been A Burning Fire, and your speaker is Jim Boyd. Until next time.